When a marketing rep comes into your office or someone from the management team and tells you to sell the value, how often do you find yourself rolling your eyes? As a former agency owner and now consultant, I often find myself spouting the same slogan. Why? Because I've done it, and quite successfully. Whenever a rep came into my office and told me to sell the value of carrier X, I would think that's something an expensive company would say or an overpriced company. Because what else would they say? We've officially entered a hard market cycle in California on the personal line side, which is strange to even say. The market has tightened up and many carriers are non-renewing or reducing underwriting appetite to not take on a lot of new business in California. This is why I started writing in 2014, and again in 2017, 18, and 19. In my estimation, our industry is going to see a massive shift over the next 3 or 4 years. A shift from judgment underwriting to blockchain and data underwriting. Artificial intelligence has already begun underwriting, selling, and handling claims for smaller insurtech companies for the past 4 years. This is a prevalent trend in our industry. But why? Why? Well, because we've shifted our focus from selling peace of mind to selling a price. Again, why? Because we put more value on talking about premium, payments, and price than having hard conversations about protecting assets and families. We've shifted hard on price, and almost every insurance company has followed suit in their marketing efforts. Almost exclusively, every billboard, social media ad, and print ad espouses X insurance carrier savings up to 25% to 43% on your insurance per year. The conversation has shifted in a way that will cannibalize our industry and will wrongfully set expectations for consumers. A recent study by InsuranceQuotes.com found that around 80% of consumers self-report in blind surveys that consumers shop or are prompted to shop based on price. This study is congruent with most studies down on consumer behavior. If everyone's thinking alike, then somebody isn't thinking. George S. Patton. Chapter 1. Introduction. What is our business? What are we in the business of doing? Well, we sell insurance, right? Wrong. Most agents don't realize the kind of business they're in. We're in the peace of mind business. Our business, your business, is to sell peace of mind. We're all in the business of providing trust, certainty, and ultimately peace of mind. Think differently? Let me ask you something. What do you buy when you buy insurance? Do you buy full coverage, or are you just fulfilling a requirement for a lien holder? What we tend to forget, as agents, is that over time, the fundamental reason people purchase insurance is so that they can buy peace of mind. They're purchasing a simple promise. Heaven forbid your insured should be involved in an accident, you're there to take care of them and help pick up the pieces. Whether that accident was life-altering, maybe they lost their home or involved in a five-car pileup, at the end of the day, you sold them a promise. Why do people talk to insurance agents? Have you ever bothered to ask yourself this question? Well, allegedly most people are prompted by price as the main reason for shopping for insurance. But is that the truth or what people just say as the reason? Let's dig a little deeper. People shop on price, and all the care is about price, right? Well, let's explore this concept. A consumer shows up and wants to save some money on their insurance. This is the reason why they're speaking to you, right? The problem in the consumer's mind is that they're overpaying and a better deal exists, at least in the mind of the consumer. So, the question I would often ask is, how long have you been with Big Captive Insurance? Normally, the answer would be some length of time if the prospect is with a captive insurance company. So the average length from my experience is about 5 years or so, and potentially maybe even longer. But what does it matter? Well, most insurance companies take rate increases every single year. Maybe not massive increases in rate, but at least inflationary increases in rate. Why does it matter? Here's why. The prospect is unhappy with their rate going up and is shopping around the renewal period.